This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Not to be forgotten, given, everything, is that millions of high school seniors and their parents are hip-deep in the college application process. This is not, though, an ordinary year for those applications. That is true, but schools got to stay in business, because a business it is. Jeff Salingo spent time following both students and admissions officers for his latest book. It's called Who Gets In and Why. Jeff, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
Used to be in this country, and you write this in the book, that, in the 1950s, you applied to college after you graduated high school. You got in, usually to the college of your choice. Now, that's different. And I want to know why it has gotten so much more complicated.
Mainly because students are applying to so many more colleges. So when I applied to college in the early 1990s, only about 1 in 10 students applied to 7 colleges. Today, now 1 in 3 students apply to 7 or more places. And so mainly that's because colleges have been flooding the market with marketing and direct marketing over the last 40 years, because they felt that if they got more applications, they could reject more of those students and look more selective to students because they kept the size of their freshman class essentially the same.
And there is, in fact, one guy. His name is Bill Royal. You write in this book. He basically came up with college advertising as we know it. What is his story?
So Bill Royal owned a direct marketing firm in Richmond, Virginia, and it was really focused on politics and nonprofits. But in 1988, the admissions director of Hampton-Sydney College in Virginia hired him to start doing marketing for them. And what he really did was try to flood the market with mailings to gin up interest that really changed the way that colleges had direct marketed to students, including sending to sophomores and juniors and not just seniors.
Okay, so look, setting aside cost, right, because that is going up at the top-notch universities, and yes, not everybody pays full freight, but look, sticker prices have sticker shock. So setting aside that for a second, although I'm not sure why I'm setting it aside. So let's look at it writ large. Do you think the system of higher education in this country is sustainable? I mean, you've spent a year plus looking at this.
I don't think it's sustainable at the cost that it is right now and the price that it is. And I think that parents and students are really worried that higher education has become the gatekeeper to the job market. And so they feel like they're forced to pay these prices. And they're not always quite sure what they're getting in return, particularly if they're going to get a job in return.
Do you imagine, your reporting for this book was done before the pandemic, or most of it anyway, but do you imagine the coronavirus changes higher education and how we approach it?
I think it's going to change admissions in a big way in terms of particularly around the SAT and the ACT. Mm-hmm. So 400 plus colleges have gone test optional. I also think we're going to see a number of colleges merge or go out of business in the next couple of years. And so I think that students will be much more focused on what they want to get out of education and whether they can get a job from their major.
I was going to ask you what you think the prospects for institutional change are. That involves schools that have resources and power and influence giving up some of those resources and power and influence. And I wonder how likely you think that is. I mean, look, if Harvard turned things upside down tomorrow, then that would change things, right?
Because everybody follows Harvard.
Right.
Yeah. And I think really what is going to have to happen coming out of this is that colleges lower in the pecking order of higher education are going to have to come up with new ways of getting through the process. Maybe it's not a 4-year degree. Maybe it's a 3-year degree. There's just not enough students to go around to fill all these seats in higher education. And differentiation is going to have to be the name of the game.
Jeff Salingo, his latest book is called Who Gets In and Why? It's a Year Inside College Admissions. Jeff, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
It was great to be here. Thanks.